A collection of paintings depicting women in art is opening this weekend at M.S. Rao Antiques in the French Quarter. I got a preview of the images, ranging from a Norman Rockwell cover of a World War I ingenue to a Renaissance Madonna and Child. The show is called Innocence, Temptation, and Power: The Evolution of Women in Art. It brings together more than 40 works from the world's great artists, like Picasso, Renoir, and Rockwell. Owner William Rao says it highlights one of his own great interests.
I have a weakness for paintings of women. And so when I go out, if there's two choices and one of them is a beautiful woman, I tend to be much more likely to buy that. Part of the inspiration of the exhibition, which was trying to tell the story of women and their involvement, not only in art but by art, but also because we were capable with the collection that we've established and able to bring together.
Co-curator Amanda Wallach.
We were excited to be able to include a lot of our works from multiple time periods to explore how the history of art changes through a single subject, and also within that to kind of explore a little bit the story of women and how their social history actually changed throughout these visual representations. So there are a few different layers going on in our entire narrative throughout the exhibition. It's going to be a very rich narrative throughout, and hopefully we get to see a really exciting story unravel.
It's a story that's been told over centuries through depictions of the Madonna and Child. Rao is especially proud of a piece in the show that dates from the Renaissance.
This is one of the very first paintings ever done where the mother's looking at Jesus as a mother looks at a son, which is really the beginning of humanistic in art, which is the true beginning of art in the Renaissance. It's a very important painting. And it's also special that you can see that the back is one giant piece of wood. It's not on canvas. It's not on a slight panel. It's one giant piece of wood. And I'll be glad to show you the back, which is extraordinary because it's just basically carved out of a tree, just chopped out of a tree with an axe, and it's accepted.
I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah. It's worth seeing. Look at that.
Wow.
And more than likely, this would have been made for a private altar in somebody's home.
Okay.
So it's really exceptionally rare.
Okay, put it back.
Rao says it's hard to pick a favorite in the exhibit, but he pointed out one that he calls exceptionally rare.
It's something that you cannot go out and find another one of. This is by Toulouse-Lautrec.
It doesn't look at all like Toulouse-Lautrec.
Well, it does, but what you're used to seeing is his posters, and his paintings are exceptionally rare. A painting of his, the last painting of his that came up just sold for $26 million in auction just last month in London. This one's much less, but it shows a beautiful woman walking away, and it leaves, you know, a whole bunch to your imagination. You can't see her face, you can't see her front, but you can just see her walking away. But you can see that she's a woman of means, and she's walking away, you know, against you. And it's something that's striking in its appearance, but whereas we've owned many Monets and many Renoirs, this is the first Toulouse-Lautrec painting oil that we've had in over 20 years. They're exceptionally rare.
That's one of the pieces in the exhibit that visitors can purchase if that visitor wants to pay $2.45 million. Two paintings by Norman Rockwell represent the art from mass markets available through the Saturday Evening Post and a reflection of changing times for women. Again, co-curator Amanda Wallach.
You see a progression of the social history of women in a lot of his works. And this one, for instance, you see a young society woman. This is just on the cusp of World War I, and she's here, instead of choosing a wealthy gentleman like her parents would probably have preferred and probably would have forced her to do just a generation earlier, she's instead choosing a soldier here.
The other Rockwell, described by Rao, is a babysitter in distress.
It shows a young girl holding a screaming baby, reading Hints to the Babysitter, and it was done about 65 years ago, and it's just a wonderful painting of a very determined yet frustrated young woman as the baby pulls her pigtail, and she's trying to stay focused on what to do.
The exhibit is in the back upper floors of the sprawling Royal Street Shop. It opens Friday and runs through Monday, May 4th. It's open during the 9 to 5 business hours, Monday through Saturday, and it's free.